Our next LOS asks us to describe characteristics of a well-functioning financial system. A well-functioning financial system allows entities to achieve their purposes. More specifically, complete markets fulfill the following. Investors can save for the future at fair rates of return. Creditworthy borrowers can obtain funds. Hedgers can manage their risks. And traders can obtain the currencies, commodities, and other assets they need. If a market can perform these functions at low trading costs, including commissions, bid-ask spreads, and price impacts, it is said to be operationally efficient. If security prices reflect all the information associated with fundamental value in a timely fashion, then the financial system is informationally efficient. A well-functioning financial system has complete markets that are operationally and informationally efficient, with prices that reflect fundamental values. A well-functioning financial system has financial intermediaries that organize trading venues, including exchanges, brokerage, and alternative trading systems, supply liquidity, securitize assets so that borrowers can obtain funds inexpensively, manage banks that use depositor capital to fund borrowers, manage insurance firms that pool unrelated risks, manage investment advisory services that assist investors with asset management inexpensively, provide clearinghouses that settle trades, and manage depositories that provide for asset safety. The benefits of a well-functioning financial system are tremendous. Savers can fund entrepreneurs who need capital to fund new companies. Company risks can be shared so that risky companies can be funded. These benefits are enhanced because the transactions occur among strangers, widening the opportunities for capital formation and risk sharing in the economy. Furthermore, in informationally efficient markets, capital is allocated to its most productive use. That is, they are allocationally efficient. Informational efficiency is brought about by traders who bid prices up and down in response to new information that changes estimates of securities' fundamental values. If markets are operationally efficient, security prices will be more informationally efficient because low trading costs encourage trading based on new information. The existence of accounting standards and financial reporting requirements also reduces the costs of obtaining information and increases security values. Our last LOS for this topic review is to describe objectives of market regulation. Without market regulation, many problems could persist in financial markets. Fraud and theft. In complex financial markets, the potential for theft and fraud increases because investment managers and others can take advantage of unsophisticated investors. Furthermore, if returns are often random, it is difficult for investors to determine if their agents, such as investment managers and brokers, are performing well. Insider trading. If investors believe traders with inside information will exploit them, they will exit the market, and liquidity will be reduced. Costly information. If obtaining information is relatively expensive, markets will not be as informationally efficient, and investors will not invest as much. Defaults. Parties might not honor their obligations in markets. To solve these problems, market regulation should protect unsophisticated investors so that trust in the markets is preserved, require minimum standards of competency and make it easier for investors to evaluate performance. The CFA program and the Global Investment Performance Standards are part of this effort. Prevent insiders from exploiting other investors. Require common financial reporting requirements, such as those of the International Accounting Standards Board, so that information gathering is less expensive, and require minimum levels of capital so that market participants will be able to honor their long-term commitments. This is especially important for insurance companies and pension funds that individuals depend on for their financial future. With capital at stake, market participants have more incentive to be careful about the risks they take. Regulation can be provided by governments as well as industry groups. For example, most exchanges, clearinghouses, and dealer trade organizations are self-regulating organizations, meaning that they regulate their members. Governments sometimes delegate regulatory authority to self-regulating organizations. When they fail to address the problems mentioned previously, financial markets do not function well. Liquidity declines, firms shun risky projects, new ideas go unfunded, and economic growth slows.